What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. Welcome to the Naima B show. The crowd roars. So I'm super excited to talk about this subject today, and because this is why I can't do a lot of humans. I'm going to tell you exactly why a lot of humans get under my skin, but only for 5 seconds, because everybody already knows I'm this queen of energy, right? Positive energy, negative energy. Everybody knows that I'm all about that. And I believe that, negative energy should exist for specific reasons like this. If I didn't feel a certain type of way about this Kaepernick situation or this Kaepernick story, if I didn't feel a negative pull, then I wouldn't even be talking about this story. I would not say anything about this story if I did not believe in the truth behind the matter. Just the negative Okay, so in this week's news, all right, so first of all, let's just talk about, oh gosh, this is the funny thing ever. For those of you who don't know, Kaepernick, So when you kneel, so first of all, when you kneel, that's submission. So the whole fact that he kneeled against the American flag just because of, protesting against everything that's happening in the world and everything like that. So he took a kneel, and there was some type of, supposedly there was some type of arrangement, agreement with him getting off of not playing football. Nobody was picking him up and just all of this kind of stuff like that. He was supported by thousands, millions of people, white people, black people, to protest football. I mean, there are so many people. My cousin, who was a football fanatic. I just remember so many when growing up in New York, Queens, New York, gang. You know what I'm saying? Growing up in Queens, New York, and my cousin having every football player at that time all over his room. So I seeing my cousin shift from, because of this whole Kaepernick thing and, injustice in America and, just everything that's been going on, this whole pro-black movement, Black Lives Matter movement, and there's just been a shift in African-American culture, in the black culture, where people are doing things as protesting and trying to buy black. And even now, what do we have, this whole little Gucci, let's ban Gucci for 30 days, nigga. So it's a lot of movements going on in the black community, African-American community. I'm just saying all of this just in case you just don't know. And now there's been word on the street that Kaepernick signed an agreement or a non-disclosure, just some kind of information with the NFL. You know what I mean? And it could have been all sorts of things. If you ask me, they could have paid him off. You know what I mean? They could have paid him off, gave him some, you know what I mean? And just nobody really knows what happened. They could have been an underlining payment that he was going to have for the rest of his life. You just don't know. Nobody knows what was said. And the black people, the people my cousin John, and it may not even be my cousin John, but just those pro-black people that stood behind him and that helped him grow foundations and, just supported him in that process, are mad at him and they want to take back the just all of their support from him because he will not tell the people who supported him what the agreement was. Now the Naima B show has a problem. Yeah, we do. Because the problem is this. If you support me, support me. Why are there limitations to your support? And if there are limitations and expectations from me, then I don't want your support in the beginning. Keep your fake support. Who cares what the agreement was said? Who cares? If he signed a non-disclosure and he can't say it, why are you so mad? What? So now you want to take back every... That's why I can't do people, because it's wrong. It's really, really wrong. That means you never supported me in the beginning. That means there was an underlining reason that you did what you did. Could it have been for your own clout? Or could it have been that you just, you know, some people feed off of that. Some people feed off of stuff like that. Like, it's kind of like someone who stops eating meat, right? For like a month, right? So now everybody around them is like the target. You know, like, oh, I don't eat meat anymore. Like, you're better. Oh, I don't watch football anymore. Did you see Kaepernick? Like, yeah. Like, I'm a Kaepernick supporter. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's those people. It's those people that I can't deal. And now all of a sudden, this information that you don't know about his personal life, now you feel threatened, or now you want to go against what you thought in the beginning. Like, if your private, let your private life be your private life. Everybody don't need to know everything, okay? Everybody don't need to know everything. Some of y'all got, you guys put too much out there. And at the end of the day, you're looking like Boo Boo the Fool. So that's just wrong, guys. That's wrong. If you support him, then support him. Don't, who cares what he signed? None of that matters. I don't believe any of that stuff matters. I just believe that's a way for people to just be negative and throw negative things out there and stuff like that. The man ain't do nothing wrong. He ain't out here molesting no kids. The man ain't out here stealing or anything like that. Who cares what the agreement was? And I do want to talk about something really quickly. Like, why is it? And I'm just being honest. When you think of Kaepernick, when you think of Amanda Seales, when you think of like all these high yellow black people, like, why is it that they are the main ones who are pro-black? Like, that is a real question that I have. Like, it's something about, and I don't know, I really believe that it's something about feeling like you're probably on both sides. You know what I mean? Like, if let's just think of the girl who worked for CNN. I can't think of her name, but I know you guys know who I'm talking about. Her name is not Amanda Seales, but she put you in the mind of Amanda Seales, and she... I'm about to do one of these ghetto things like I do sometimes, guys, where I will be recording and look someone up at the same time. So this girl, she's hella light-skinned, and I think she's half black and half white, but I think, or she just might be all black and...